You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Calvin. How are you today? You're epic? Tired but epic. That's okay, you're both, right? Sometimes it's both. Hi, Cameron. How are you today? You doing okay? Yeah? Do any of you ever get anything in the mail? Sometimes? What do you get in the mail? You get a magazine that some people from here write in? Oh, so you get a magazine, and then sometimes people from church write you letters. Oh, I love that. Do you ever get anything in the mail, Cameron? What do you get in the mail? Does Gigi send you cards? She does. Well, I love getting mail, and this is one of my favorite magazines to get. It's a Spark magazine. And I don't know if you can see, do these people look like the same people in your Bibles? Do these look like the people in your Bible, Cameron? They do? Well, they are the same people. And this issue of this magazine is called Food in God's Word. And so there was one article in here I thought we could look at. It's called The Early Believers. We Can Share What We Have. The early believers knew the good news that Jesus rose from the dead. They were excited to share Jesus' love with everyone. They also wanted to share the things that they had. So they shared their money, food, and clothes. And this is the part that I love the most. Everyone shared what they had with each other, and no one was hungry or poor. One of the things that the Bible does is it shares with us over and over what God's dream is for the world. And one of God's dreams that we talk about a lot in Bible study is that no one would have too much and no one would have too little, that everybody would have enough. Yes. Because also God's dream is that nobody would be hungry and nobody would be poor. And so today is Super Bowl Sunday, where we're going to watch, some people are going to watch a game, some people are going to watch commercials. But it's also Super Bowl Sunday at church, where we ask people to bring some food to put in our blessing box. Because there are a lot of really hungry people in our very own community. Each week, Miss Tony packs 60 bags of food to take to the elementary school just up the road so that 60 children can have food to eat on the weekends, because otherwise they may not have food to eat. So even at our local school, there are lots of children who are hungry. It is something. Absolutely. So it sounds like a very similar program where they pack food to send home with kids so that kids don't go hungry and have to sleep on empty stomachs, that they can have food. Even if it's instant noodles, it's still something to help them to not be hungry. And so one of the ways that we help people to not be hungry is we have a blessing box outside. Have you ever noticed the blessing box? Have you noticed the blessing box, Cameron? Yeah. We put food in there so that if people are hungry and they don't have the ability to go to the grocery store, they can just come by here and get some food and take it home and feed their families. And so that's what all this food is for, to help people so that they're not hungry and that they can feed their families. Because food can be really expensive and not everybody can afford it. Absolutely. So what Calvin is saying is that there are some companies like Food Lion who make food under their label so that it's a little bit cheaper, so that if people want some less expensive options, they can consider those and get those options. Instead of the deluxe Kraft mac and cheese, yes. Yes. So this is just one way of many that we are trying to help God's dream for the world come true, that people wouldn't be hungry and that they wouldn't be poor, that no one would have too much and no one would have too little, but everybody would have just enough. So thank you to everybody who brought food this morning. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you that we get to come to church. And thank you that we get to help people. Your dream for the world is that nobody would be hungry. Help us to feed others and help your dream come true. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats or to the playroom.